Welcome to Apex Broker's Edge, brought to you by Apex Edge CRM. This show is for insurance agents, insurance brokers, and agency owners who are not satisfied with just getting by or by simply being good enough. If you're hungry to grow, serve more clients, and sell more every month and absolutely dominate your industry, then this show, it's for you. So buckle up and let's get going. You're leaving money on the table by not stacking the sale. Guys, if you're only selling one product, you're leaving money on the table. You should always sell multiple products to every client that you meet. If you sell one product, you've got a transaction, good for you. But if you sell multiple products, you've got a client. That's what's going to separate you from everybody else. Build the value. Three major topics that you're going to take away from this podcast and this episode. Number one, the 30-60-90 rule. It is imperative that you do this. Number two, products within the 30-60-90 rule that you need to be selling that'll give you the most profit and offer the most value to your clients. And number three, simple, how to properly handle money back advantage programs, creating something called the Infinity Strategy. Why is this important? The reason this is important is because when you get a client, you want to make them very, very sticky. And without adding more products or multiple lines of products, they're not sticky. Their loyalty is not with you. With just one product, you don't stand a chance against somebody that's got three or four products on that client. I always suggest to all of my brokers and anybody that I meet that you have to do multiple products to your clients. And if you're not willing to offer multiple products to your clients, maybe this isn't the business for you, because maybe you don't value yourself or you don't value the things that you have. But there's a lot of products out there that are extremely valuable to your clients. And if you build a strategy around that, you can really serve them and serve yourself and your family and your book of business as well. I think it's super, super key, guys, that you add these things to your strategy. So we're going to dive in to topic number one, which is the 30-60-90 rule. And, you know, this is actually coined, and I'm not sure if invented, but coined by someone named Galen Hendricks. Amazing person. Make sure you follow her on social media. Make sure you check out her YouTube channel. She does an amazing job of explaining this if you want to see a different version of it. The 30-60-90 rule is absolutely amazing. It's something that I do on every single sale with pretty much everything that I sell. And as always, I'm here with my co-host, Tayton Wells. Tayton, what does the 30-60-90 mean to you, and how do you incorporate it with your sales?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I'm sitting down with a client, and especially either going over Medicare Advantage or maybe it's an ACA, you know, plan that I'm pitching, or even like a tri-term United Healthcare, I always kind of go through the policy and point out some of the potential costs that could, you know, that hit that max out of pocket. So I always point out there's three big costs in Medicare Advantage, you know, hospital stay, if you got diagnosed with cancer. So as I'm going through the policy, I'm touching and like really highlighting these three aspects of potential high costs that you can get. And then, you know, you come in with the 30-60-90 and you're like, well, if I could alleviate these costs and protect you, what would you like to spend? $30, $60, $90 to not have these costs in your plan? And you can pick them up with, you know, hospital indemnity policy, cancer, heart attack, and stroke policy. We have some great ones like the HMA card that we have to completely eliminate copays. So, you know, you're going through, yeah, you're going to get the Medicare sell or the ACA sell, but there's also other things that you could be letting right. Your client know about. And for $30 a day, you can get it, not have to worry about that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the big thing. And then you're getting two or three policies on top of the health insurance, you're going to have a fan for life because no one else is bringing that up to them.
It's true. It's the separator, right? Yeah. And it's like many people don't do it because they feel like they're going to lose the sale if they offer too many. I know a lot of brokers, they refuse to do it because they're like, I think I'm going to lose the sale. And I'm like, you don't think somebody can steal your sale then and steal your client? If you're not willing to offer them valuable services because you think they're not going to want to do business with you, What do you think is going to happen when someone does believe that it's valuable and offers it to them and they like it? Is that person going to be able to take the health insurance from you? 100%.
Yeah.
And in our business, is it easy to take someone's client? It's very easy. You just got to be top of mind and you have to add more value than the next guy. So the 30, 60, 90, does it help you add value, would you say?
Yes, it does. And it doesn't in a way of, because if you're scared to bring up those policies, if you're losing the sale, if you're scared to do that, like the client might get confused or whatever you're telling yourself, the 30, 60, 90 is a good way to just, like, you could even enhance your policy for $30, $60, $90. What would you spend? Oh, $30. Okay, yeah, let's add a cancer policy. So you don't have to go into like crazy detail if you didn't want to and just ask that simple question of, if I could add more value to your policy, what would you spend?
Exactly. And guys, this is realistic, right? Like, you go to Manhattan Life, you go to Aetna, you can get cancer policies, lump sum, 10 grand for like $25, T65.
Yeah.
$25. Or even someone that's 70, $30. And they get 10 grand lump sum. And in our area, in most areas, that max out of pocket, out of network on a PPO is 10K. Some are 89.50, some are 55. Mm-hmm. It all depends, right? But 10K is typically the highest that I see, which means they could go anywhere they want for cancer treatment and it'd be paid by somebody else. They could offset that copay. And $30 a month.
$30. And that's all it costs. Offset the max out of pocket, because now you're getting 10 grand for the max out of pocket and then you have some money left over.
And it literally means that you can go anywhere you want. So people on PPOs, if they go out of network to somewhere that doesn't take it, they're having someone else pay for it. It's unbelievably strong. Almost everybody that I sit in front of gets a cancer policy because it just makes sense, right? Especially since, like you said, it's a big gap. And that's what we have to do, is let our clients know, hey, the expectation is these are very inexpensive, but you will get hit with higher copays when you go to the hospital. Yep. If you get cancer, or if you're on some kind of intravenous drip system because you got severe arthritis, or you're going to the doctor and, you know, he's doing all kinds of stuff with you, macular degeneration, all these different things, they can raise in price, right? Mm-hmm. Those are things that you can get from a critical illness or a critical problem. Hospitalization and cancer are by far the biggest things that are going to rack up your bills in Medicare Advantage. And there are copayment protection programs that are built to literally mitigate that risk for our clients, for your clients.
Yeah. And the 3069, like, even if you're going through going through your summary of benefits, talking about Medicare, talking about the ACA, and you don't want to bring it, like, highlight those costs because you feel like you're going to lose the sale, the 3069 is just an easy way to bring it up. And then also they have to answer, "Oh, I'll spend $60. I can spend $60 to increase my benefits." Okay. Well, here's the policy that increases your benefits.
Yeah, and you know, to be honest, I'll give
super
you a little
simple.
And most people know this, but if you don't know this and you're listening, I would tell you there's a little hack. And most people know this, but if you don't, great, you're going to learn something amazing. You should always look at first dollar benefits, right? Like, if someone's paying a high premium for a low deductible, why? Especially on Obamacare. Because as a broker, you'd be like, "Oh, well, that's the best thing." But why is it the best thing? Well, it costs them more money. But for most brokers, they're like, "Well, I get paid the same no matter what, so I don't really care. I just do whatever the client wants." And I said, "But what, you're missing the point. Because if you use the 3069 on that person right there, you would move them to a program that's got a higher deductible, right?
Yep.
So they're on a higher deductible program, but they have a lower premium, a couple $100. Because you save them that money, a couple $100, they're like, "Oh my God, you saved me like $300 a month. Great." Now, with all that money saved, all you're simply going to do, because you're already ready to spend that $300, if I could get you perfect insurance around this new program, what would you pay for it? $30, $60, or $90? If you had to, what would you pay? More than likely, people are going to, at least in my experience, $60. People like that middle of the line, man. $60. Well, you're saving me $300. What's another? You're saving me $300 and you're giving me, and I have to give you $60. You're not giving it to me. You're buying product. And those two products right there, between a cancer policy and a stroke critical illness policy, right?
Yep.
You're helping someone out immensely. Not to mention all of the other products, we'll kind of get into that later, that you can be offering with a 30, 60, 90 as well. But it's a really good pivot point for anybody to stack on. And what does that mean? It's adding anywhere from $5 to $20 every month to that renewal. That is doubling what you're getting from one client. And you're adding more product that's inexpensive, easy for them to pay. You're saving them on first dollar benefits, so you're actually finding the money for them as well. It's an unbelievable service if you do it the right way, guys. Incorporate the 30-60-90 now. Start using it just like Tayton does, just like I do, just like most people do that I know. So, guys, it's a huge thing. Use a 30-60-90. It will make you a ton of money, and your clients will thank you for it and spread the good news. Now, topic number two is the good stuff. What are the products specifically that you should be selling within these 30-60-90 kind of strategies? So, Tayton, what are some of the products that you like in regards to the 30-60-90 strategy? What were some of the ones that you would lead with?
Usually, like a hospital indemnity or HMA, the health save or health matching account. So dollars that go in, you get a dollar, $2 match on that, and you can use that to pay your copays. So when I'm sitting down with someone and showing them all of these copays, and then for, you know, $60-$70 into it, you're getting your dollars matched, and then after a certain amount of time, you can use that card to pay for your copays. So I always tell, like, this is a value long term, because the longer you have this policy, again, with retention, keep this policy, because the longer you have it, the more you're going to benefit from it. Eventually, after 2-3 years, this card is going to pay all your copays with the HMA. So that's a really big one. And then we have that Manhattan Life,
The affordable choice.
Huge. That's a huge one, especially for the I'll let you talk about that a little bit more. But for like the ACA, because if you add on top of that with, you know, a high deductible plan, ACA, they're paying like $140, and you add that on top of it, then they're like out no money with that. So that's a big one. And then hospital indemnity, because that's a big one. That's a big gap in Medicare Advantage, and then cancer, heart attack, and stroke sometimes, but not too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cancer is usually my favorite one with Med Advantage for sure. Yeah. It's like the easiest one, because it is like the biggest gap, right? And then I like the indemnity policies when it comes to the supplements too, because then it's just free money, right? Then you're just making income off those things, because the supplement's paying all your copays. But you have somebody that has that excess income, and they say, well, yeah, I see interest in this, because if I do go to the hospital or if I do get cancer, I'll get extra money. That will help for maybe things that Medicare doesn't cover, because Medicare doesn't cover everything that people want to do, right? That's another thing we got to remember. Sometimes you want to get something done and Medicare doesn't cover it. You want to go to like, you know, a shaman or something. I don't know. But, you know, the indemnity doesn't care where you want to go. They're just going to give you the cash. You spend it on whatever you want to spend it on, right? That's why I'm a big believer in indemnity. And I think the 30-60-90 gets your client to start thinking, oh, there's other things I can do to make this better. Yeah. There's no one size that fits all. There's always gap in insurances. And the only way to get rid of the gaps is by increasing your premium. And most people can't afford those premiums like Medicare supplements or private insurance. Now, we run into a lot of people that are on Obamacare, and they shouldn't be, because they're not getting tax credits and they're paying a ton of money. And this is outside the 30-60-90, but this is really where you put people in like affordable choice. I mean, those are unbelievably profitable programs by Manhattan Life. And if you guys don't know about affordable choice, we're going to be doing a whole nother episode on affordable choice and really get into that. You can always go to our YouTube channel as well and look up on our trainings on affordable choice. They're absolutely amazing programs that you have got to add to your portfolio. They cost more than $90, right?
That, yeah, that one does. But you're taking someone from who's paying $600-$700 on ACA because they don't get any tax credit.
Exactly. It's relative at that point.
Yeah, relative at that point. Because you're actually saving them all that money, finding them those dollars, and then giving them better insurance for it.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe I need to create like a 300, 600, 900, right? Yeah. And that would include like an IUL and like annuities. And like,
yeah. Well, I mean, that's a whole different level. 30-60-90 is just, it gets the conversation.
It really does.
It could be 300, 600, 900. What would you spend?
Yeah, well, I mean, in a perfect world,
benefit.
Sure. Absolutely. Like, in a perfect world, what would you spend? Because, like, what I'm spending for insurance might shock people, right? Like, you know, I spent over $300 for my affordable choice plan because I want an Elite Plus, and I'm playing the game of I want to make $15,000 if I go to the hospital per day. You heard what I said. I will make $15,000 for every day I'm in the hospital. That's what I make. That's not what I pay, because I have insurance, and my insurance pays for that. And then I have some copays, which I'm going to offset with the $15,000 per day. And that's just for the hospital admission and the stay. Never mind if I had surgery or if I see a doctor or an anesthesiologist, it stacks, right? And I can make up to $1 million per stay on the policy, $5 million lifetime. So I don't need a disability program because a disability program is premiums.
Yeah.
And I lose that if I don't use it. And if I get disabled, I got to prove to them that I can't work. You see, on an indemnity, I don't have to be disabled. I just got to be in the hospital.
Yep.
That's it. So it's perfect. So this 30-60-90 opens that product to where you can start looking at other things. Dental, vision, hearing, easy to do with Manhattan Life. They have the whole package right there. It's a huge gap for people, right? Do you have dental, vision, hearing? Well, what do you mean? Well, if you have a Medicare supplement, you don't have it. You need it. So when people buy supplements from me, it goes without saying. You're getting a DVH no matter what. When you buy a med sup from me, you're getting a Medicare supplement, product one, prescription drug plan, product two, dental, vision, hearing, product three, and more times than not, life insurance, product number four. And I usually fit that within the 30, 60, 90, and I try to find something as close as possible to that 90 that I can for life insurance. If they're healthy, it's easier. If they're not, you know, it's tougher with final, you know, final expense basically. But there's ways of pivoting and doing these things, guys. There really, really are. And I'm not talking about right then and there at the sit, right? Because there's certain rules and regulations that exist that we have to follow depending on who you're selling and what you're doing it with.
And what product.
And what product you're dealing with, of course. I mean, obviously, you always want to be, you know, you want to follow certification, regulations, all that stuff. You want to be compliant with everything that you're doing. But these products are real. They are a benefit to your clients. And cancer policies through Manhattan Life and Aetna are unbelievable. Critical illness policies like hospital indemnities, like the Affordable Choice, unbelievably powerful. Dental, vision, hearing policies, I mean, those are super easy to do. Life insurance policies, easy to do if it's in within your wheelhouse. I suggest you start looking into life if you're not doing life now. You could be leaving a lot of money on the table without going after that life. And one of the more unique ones that we have is called an HMA, a health matching account. That kind of rolls me into the third topic, right? The third topic is properly handling money back strategies, right? So the way that you handle money back strategies, not every genre or industry has money back programs. There are going to be people that may catch this and be like, what in the world is a money back program? This is specific to Medicare, right? Medicare and Medicare Medicaid plans, dual special needs programs have it as well. Well, you don't really pay for it on a dual, but they pay you in different ways. They give you money back in different ways, right?
But even on some of the – yeah. Well, you continue.
But yeah, yeah. You know, like on the dual – if you're on a dual special need, they give you money like in grocery cards and stuff like that. That technically is giving you money back because you're taking that money. You're spending it on something, right? It's not coming to you in a form of cash, but it is coming to you in a form of a Visa card that you can walk into a Publix and use, right? Which is pretty freaking nifty. We'll talk about that at a different time. Most people on this are gonna know what a DSMP is though. So on product – on topic number three – the thing that I love about this strategy, which I call the infinity strategy, is that you're able to take people's money back options, whether it be a PPO or an HMO, depending on the market that you're in. And you got to have them understand the relationship to the money, right? It's like, it's a big thing for me. And you know about this. You know how I try to, I have a really great way of having people value this money that comes in, right? Because you have to explain Medicare to people, right? Because this is a Medicare play. So Medicare, I really want you guys to understand this. Someone is on Medicare. You meet them. You say for Medicare Part B, you're going to pay $174 per month, right? For that $174, you're going to get Medicare Part B. Everybody knows how we go through a Medicare 101. You kind of teach these people, let them know. If you need more ideas on Medicare 101s, just go to our YouTube channel, follow us. We've got plenty of videos there that you can look at. So I'm sitting with this person, you're getting this 174, you get that 174, you're paying for Part B, and then we go out and find you a Medicare Advantage. So some of these Medicare Advantages are $0. You don't pay any extra premium for the product, but you're paying that 174 every single month to Medicare. Now, there are programs that I can put you on where they'll reimburse a portion of that money that you're paying to Medicare. Okay, so the insurance company is going to give you a surplus of $165 every single month. And the way they're going to do that is return it in your Social Security. People say, wait, what? I say, right. So you're paying Medicare, and then Medicare is paying an insurance company. And the insurance company is now going to give you a surplus of $165 every single month in your Social Security. And the client will say, Does that mean my Social Security is going to go up? That's right.
Yes.
Your Social Security will go up by $165 every single month. Because what's happening is you're getting a refund on the money that you've spent to Medicare through the insurance company in a form of a surplus in your Social Security of $165. The point is, I say surplus more than once. What I want the client to understand, it is no longer their money once they pay Medicare. Because a lot of people will think, well, that's my money anyways. Well, no, it's not. If you're on Medicare, that is not your money. That is Medicare's money. And Medicare has given it to the insurance company to take care of you. And the insurance company is now refunding you that money. So therefore, it is a surplus in dollars. That surplus in dollars can do a number of things. The first thing it can do is sit in your bank account and gain 0.0025%.
Yeah, or be spent on stuff that doesn't matter. Because, yeah, I think a lot of agents position those plans as, yeah, get you're just getting your money back.
Yeah.
So to explain it in... put it out like that of like this is a surplus of money that you're getting kind of changes their thought process around that 164.
Yeah,
100%.
Like, what are you going to do? Go to Carrabba's with that money?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't suggest that. I mean, what are you going to do with that money?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that money that's going to benefit you in the long run, right? Because will you always be on a money back option? Not necessarily. Your needs could change. Your wants could change. And if that changes, does that mean your prices could go up? It could. So what are you doing today to hedge against the future? And these programs can help you do it. That's why I built the Infinity Strategy. And the Infinity Strategy uses an HMA. So what happens is I have that, excuse me, that client understand exactly what that is. It's a surplus of money coming to them. With that surplus, instead of putting it in a bank and gaining no percent, instead of spending it on dinners, instead of spending it on maybe a cruise, I'm not saying they shouldn't do that. I'm just giving them an option. Instead of doing that, I suggest you take a portion of it and you create a contribution account that you own. Not a premium-based account, contribution, meaning you're putting dollars into an account. You own the account. You can access the account whenever you want and get your money. And this is simple. You're putting in a dollar, you get matched. It's a health matching account. It gives you a 100% match. So after 35 months, it's a fully funded account. Okay? You put the dollars in and they grow. They're matched by the company, the HMA. That's the company, Health Matching Accounts. They match the dollar. It is like a personal HSA. So this is how the Infinity Strategy works. We may need to cut to a whiteboard for this one. Guys, make sure that you check out my whiteboard video on the HMA strategy, but it's really, really simple.
Yeah. Well, it's the HMA 10,000. So
yeah, it's the best example to use.
You get them on this. So you get them on the money back. They're saving 160, 164, especially here in Tampa, or 165 a month. And now you're putting them into an HMA 10,000, which is after it's fully funded, there's going to be $10,000 in that account. So over a 3-year period, they're putting $4,900 in, and the company is matching them $5,100.
That's right.
And
right.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. And then people say, well, how does that make it an infinity strategy? Let me explain that to you.
There you go.
Okay. Well, this is how it's an infinity strategy. The idea of the strategy is patience and knowledge. Those two things together make this work. So what happens is your client is getting money back. He is then putting that money contribution into an HMA that doubles in size over 3 years. After 3 years, the client now has $10,000 sitting on a Visa credit card swipe that they can use for qualified and non-qualified treatments, meaning acupuncture, plastic surgery, massage therapy, lots and lots of different services that will not be covered by your Medicare Advantage company or by Medicare, or your copays that you have for your doctors, or copays you have for hospitals, or copays you have for prescription drugs.
That's the big one I like, because you can pretty much pitch this as in 3 years, you're going to have a card that you're not even paying for. Just keep in mind, you're on Medicare, so yeah, that 165 would be going to Medicare, but now we can reroute those dollars into this HMA account. It's not costing you anything because you're still spending the same amount of money, and then by year three, you have $10,000, and keep in mind, most of those policies have a $2,500 max out of pocket.
That's it.
So you're set for life pretty much after that 3-year period.
Correct. And guys, we're going
to
give you
a dime after that?
Nothing, because you got to look at it. And when I show you this on a whiteboard, it's going to make a lot more sense, because what happens is it's a building formula. This is based off of actuarial science, right? So this isn't something that they just made up. This is something they really thought out, okay? So the HMA, and there's going to be a news article that I'm going to attach to this as well. It's a Forbes article that was written in 2017 when this product was actually invented. It's unbelievable. It's a great product, guys. It's absolutely phenomenal. But the point is this: it's got a certain formula that works. It works in different stage points where you're gaining different interest levels, okay? Or you're gaining different points matching, or credits, matching credits.
Yeah.
When you get to the top portion, I want you to hear this. If you have an HMA 10,000 fully funded and something happens to you, and let's say you spent $4,000, you spend $4,000, something happens to you, now you have $4,000 less in that account, you have $6,000. The average person would think, well, now I got to put $4,000 back in there, right? No.
No.
Not at all, because an HMA doesn't work by dollars, it works by time. It works by months. So you're gonna drop down to a certain level, which would actually be about 10 months down.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to put in another $141 for the next 10 months to get back to 35 months, which would be fully funded $10,000. Do the math. 10 months, $141 is $1,410. And that $1,410 equals $4,000, because you're fully funded again.
Yep.
That is three times your money. So the point is, once you fully fund an HMA, you want to start using it. So in year three, you will never pay for your health insurance again, because the $165 that you're getting is funding the HMA, and the HMA is funding all of your copays and all of your costs. So who's paying for your insurance?
And what's 165 times 12? Is that like 12?
1980, something like
1980,
that.
1980, okay. Yep. So almost back to fully funded from the money back that you get.
Correct.
Yeah.
Overly funded.
Overly funded.
Because it's only $1,410.
Yeah.
So you're actually ending up with a surplus.
Yep.
Surplus, you're actually ending up with a surplus.
Another surplus of money that you can put on a cancer, heart attack, and stroke.
Imagine that. Guys, this is how you teach your clients to weaponize their insurance. Do them a favor. Serve them with value. The best thing about an HMA, it's not an insurance product. It's not an insurance product. Anybody can sell it. We've got schools selling them. I've got churches selling them. They're absolutely unbelievable. Make sure that you learn more about HMAs. And if you want a contract with HMA, let me know. I'll get you a contract with HMA, no problem. You don't have to join my agency. It's a free contract that's out there. You can be an independent. You can belong to another agent. Your agency probably doesn't even know what an HMA is. Let me know. I'll hook you guys up. Yep. Easy, and one of the best policies you can use. Build an infinity strategy. They're amazing.
Yep. There's two other points to that. We talk about retention a lot on this podcast. HMA, once they have that, you have a client for life.
Oh, yeah.
Because now they have this balance that they actually, you can't cancel because you'll lose your contribution. So they keep the policy. You're constantly getting that. And then that account stays with, once you pass away, you can actually pass that account off to your kids.
Correct. It's like legacy building, right? Like you can pass it on down, right?
That's
right. So like I have two of them, one for me, one for my wife. They're HMA 20Ks, and my daughter is a beneficiary on both of them, right? Mm-hmm. The thing about an HMA too is you can add family members to an HMA, so you can have more than one person use it.
Yep.
I mean, it's good for everybody, guys. You could literally do fundraiser. There's actually a way that we use HMAs to do fundraisers, right? So churches and schools is what we do with churches and schools. We'll have them do fundraisers with an HMA. We'll contract them, have them sell the HMA. We get the override from the, or you get the override, whoever gets the override from that HMA sale, but the actual person that sells the HMA, they're getting the commission to them. And they can use that commission for whatever they're doing, right? If a school's trying to raise funds to build a new playground, sell HMAs to all the teachers, sell HMAs to all the parents, sell HMAs to everybody.
Yeah.
And you can earn that money. You're doing your favor to everybody. Basically, you're giving all these kids half off braces.
Yeah.
That's literally what you're doing. Because orthodontia and dental, are you joking? Are you joking? It's like $1,500 lifetime. That is not enough for braces for kids, dude. That's like $5,000 you need for kids. And HMA is the solution for braces and a lot of these other things. And when you crack that 30, 60, 90, when you start showing these other products, when you start having your brain think on a different frequency and change your perspective of the value that you have, that you should be offering to your clients, it'll change the way that you sell.
Yeah, because you go in there and, yeah, you're creating a infinity strategy that doesn't cost your client anything, you're going to have a fan for life after that.
That's it, man.
If you can tell your client in 3 years you won't have any other copays because you're going to be using this card that I gave you to pay for all your copays, they're going to love you for that.
Just to recap what we went over, guys, the three things I want you to take away from this is you have got to be starting to use that 30-60-90 technique. For more information on that, you got to look at the, I'm going to just call her the inventor of it. Galen Hendricks is the inventor of the 30-60-90. I want to give all the credit to her. That's where I really learned the term of it that helped me conceptualize it in a better way to train people to do it. Because I've always done it, but I've never done it to that capacity. And it's amazing. And actually, mm-hmm. you were there.
We're at the NABIB.
We were actually at a NABIB conference, and we were sitting at a booth. And because we were a sponsor, mm-hmm. and I was sitting there on a break, and Galen was speaking, and I was like, something was driving me to get up and go in that room. And mm-hmm. you were looking at me like, what is wrong with you, dude? You're like, dude, I gotta get in this room. I don't know why. Renee was weird,
yeah,
man.
It was
something picked me up, and I had to be in there, man. And I was sitting there, and I've never been so like, this is so simple and so brilliant, just to rename it that, you know? I've got another great friend.
She's cool too, though, because she was saying anyone in that room, book me and I will train your agents like
that. She's amazing, man. Go to her YouTube. Follow her. Galen Hendricks. She's amazing. Yeah. Queen of the bundle. Amazing. Spouse in the house. Love that stuff, man. She's amazing. I got another one great from a phenomenal friend of mine, Don Ray, right? Don Ray Crutchfield gave me a great one too. She calls it co-payment protection programs. I love that too. I was like, this is great. Co-pay protection programs. I love it. Protect yourself from the co-payments, right?
Yep.
So guys, those are really big recaps. And the first one, 30, 60, 90. The second one I want you to take away with is the products that you're actually pushing, the dental, vision, hearing, the cancer policies, the indemnity policies. If you don't know what I'm talking about, reach out to somebody, reach out to your upline and find out what you got contracts to. Find out and ask them to get you training on cancer policies, training on the specific policies and the companies that you offer. The third thing, remember, HMA, add it to your strategy. Learn about the Infinity strategy. Go to our YouTube and watch it over and over and over again. I promise you, it'll change the way you do business and it will open the door to new kinds of clients. It's amazing. And as always, Tayton, you know, we love to give a free gift. Tayton, what are we giving away free this time?
I don't know. I think we should send them to this HMA contracting. We've been talking about it on this podcast.
There we go. So your free gift today is a full-blown training for free on HMA and how to implement that strategy. You'll get a written version and a video version of that. All you got to do is click on the link. Guys, here's to your health. Here's to your wallet. Let's get it, baby.
I want to thank everybody today for listening. If you want to close more deals, never have to do manual follow-up again, and streamline your social media marketing to make more sales in less time, then I have an unbelievable gift for you. I want to give you 30 days of free access to our CRM. Plus, myself or Tayton will personally jump on a call and import all of your contacts and show you how to use the software on day one, so you can close more deals immediately. My goal in doing this is to get you making more money with our CRM, which is apexedgecrm.com. We do this so we hope that you will partner with us for the long term. If that sounds fair, then go to apexedgecrm.com to sign up and book a one-on-one demo call where we can walk you through exactly how to start making money with our CRM. Until next time, my friends, let's fucking crush it.